Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain sunny with a high near 47, northwest wind gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of rain and snow before 4 a.m., then a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Friday, a slight chance of sleet before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain during the rest of the morning. Partly sunny with a high near 44, the chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news for today, in a report from WisPolitics Online, in a win for GOP lawmakers, the conservative majority on the state Supreme Court said it will make the minimum changes necessary to the current maps as it sets new boundaries for Wisconsin's legislative and congressional districts. The 4-3 majority also rejected calls from Dems and other groups involved in the redistricting suit to consider the partisan makeup of districts in drawing new lines. Dems have decried the current lines as a partisan gerrymander, arguing the 2020 election reinforced that, as Joe Biden won the state by less than a percentage point a year ago, but won more votes than Donald Trump in just 37 of the state's 99 assembly districts and 11 of the 33 Senate seats, the report said. Writing for the majority, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley noted the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled there is no legal standard for federal judges to rule if a map is politically fair. She wrote that the Wisconsin Supreme Court is taking the same position. In her dissent, liberal Justice Rebecca Dallet wrote the majority opinion had all but guaranteed that the court can't remain neutral and nonpartisan in the redistricting process and, quote, effectively insulates future maps from being challenged as extreme partisan gerrymanders, end quote. Ahead of the ruling, the court had set out a briefing schedule over the next month with a possible trial in January to set lines. The decision will influence the arguments the parties will make going forward. Again, the information for this report is from WisPolitics Online. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources shows hunters killed nearly 8% fewer deer overall during a quiet 2021 gun deer season. Hunters registered 175,667 deer over the 9-day gun deer season, according to figures provided Tuesday by the DNR. Last year, hunters harvested 190,646 deer. The overall harvest was down nearly 9% from the 5-year average. The season started on November 20th and ended last Sunday. Hunters harvested 84,952 bucks, which is down about 1.3% compared to last year. For antlerless deer, the 2021 harvest was 90,715, which is a decline of 13.2% from the 2020 gun deer season. There were no detections of chronic wasting disease among wild deer in any areas where the deadly deer disease has not yet been found, according to the DNR, but it is noted that many samples have yet to be processed. This report in part from WPR Online. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.